Exclusive: Tom Cotton presses FCC for expediting George Soros's pre-election purchase of 200 radio stations. By Bradley J. on October 10, 2024. Senator Tom Cotton, RR, is sounding the alarm after the Federal Communications Commission, FCC, expedited George Soros's purchase of more than 200 radio stations in 40 markets just weeks before Election Day. The Arkansas senator wrote a letter to FCC Chairwoman Jessica Rosenworcel with questions regarding the FCC's decision to bypass a national security review and expedite Soros's purchase, a decision that could allow the prominent left-wing billionaire remarkable influence over the airwaves in the days leading to the election. Watch, Trump, Soros-linked Alvin Bragg committing massive election interference at a scale never seen. Cotton believes the FCC's rushed approval raises significant concerns about the FCC's process, its political impartiality, and the risks to our national security. He says the purchase affects over 165 million monthly listeners on Odyssey, a network that includes conservative programming like Sean Hannity, Dana Loesch, Mark Levin, Glenn Beck, and Eric Erickson. Soros Fund Management's, SFM, purchase in the radio stations would ordinarily trigger a thorough national security review. SFM obtained $400 million in foreign investments to make the purchase, Cotton says. Cotton letter to Jessica Rosenworcel by Jmanship unscribed. Under existing FCC rules, foreign company ownership of U.S. radio stations is not supposed to exceed 25%, the New York Post reported. Soros took foreign investment to make his bid and then made a filing asking the commission to make an exception to the usual review process, according to public documents. Watch, Texas AG Ken Paxton, Soros controls whether or not prosecutions occur in Texas. The FCC decision to fast-track his deal is the first time in modern history such a deal has been approved by the full commission without first running the national security review process, a process that could take up to a year or more, the Post added. That delay of a year would push the purchase well past election season. Cotton says it would be naive to think the timing is coincidental, or that a Soros-funded network would impartially manage conservative talk shows in the weeks before the election. He notes the FCC reportedly attempted to approve the SFM transaction with only 48 hours' notice. Moreover, Rosenworcel was the only FCC commissioner invited to opine on the issue before turning it over to FCC staff, he says. The decision was ultimately approved by the commission on a party-line vote, with the three Democrats voting for the rush deal and two Republicans opposing. Cotton is applying pressure on the FCC for its decision. He asked Rosenworcel to answer his questions on the process by October 24, 2024, just days before polls close. Bradley J. is a Capitol Hill correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter at @BradleyJ.